Bow. Yo, what's smacking? NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, special shout outs to the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice. It's L. Scott Fitzgerald, the demigod is back, man. Welcome back to the vibe. Appreciate you guys. First, second, third time listening, man. Appreciate you. Make sure that you turn that favorite star gold. Join the Hall of Fame alum. Subscribe, man. Subscribe. Like, comment, review. Subscribe to HOF Press Badge on Twitter. That is where the official podcast come out. We're on every podcast platform that you can hear podcasts on. It's time to talk about it, though. So come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Let's talk basketball. Welcome to the barbershop. You know the vibes. We are here. This is a Just a Fitz reaction. This is a pardon my interruption, and along with a TWTNIH, a little bit of that in here as well. I want to talk about Anthony Davis's situation, Steve Kerr's input, and the TWTNIH is the NBA as a whole, okay? We've got analysts, sportscasters, media members, reporters, journalists, beat writers, talk heads, annoying faces on television, entertainers, former basketball players, coaches, former coaches, everyone has, former players, everyone has something to say about this situation. Let's be frank. Let's be all the way honest. Let's be all the way real. Let's take a step back. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of the season last year. Let's go with the end of the season the year before. The New Orleans Pelicans were swept. I mean, they swept through the Portland Trailblazers, okay? And then they go on to the next round and you saw what happened. Let's do it like this. After that treacherous loss, after that season, there is a locker room meeting. There's a final media meeting. There's a final team meeting. There's like signing of contracts and stuff. All that off-season work that goes into an off-season before free agency even hits. I'm pretty sure that Anthony Davis way back then had a conversation of, guys, I played my best, I really did, but I need some help. I'm pretty sure that the office, the NBA, that franchise came to him and said, hey, you weren't healthy. You weren't as healthy as you know, so you come back next season, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else will be healthy and we'll work on it. Pretty sure that's how that conversation went. And after that, what happened is the season started. Well, media day and all of that stuff started last year. And I remember talking about Anthony Davis in a way that it made you feel for him. It made you feel for him. He's a basketball player. He's almost seven feet tall. He's got a unibrow. He's in the NBA making millions of dollars. Whatever his thoughts and input or whatever doesn't matter. He's just out there to pound a basketball, shut up and dribble, right? When he had that initial quote-unquote come out with comments of, I told the front office that if I don't get any help, then I'm going to leave. He's very excited about the NBA. He's very excited about the season. Shout outs to Rachel Nichols in that ESPN interview that she did, man. Big hats off to her, you know what I'm saying? But I remember that Anthony Davis looked as if he was ready, but he looked as if he was a little sad because I remember stating they're not going to get him any help. They're not going to change that roster. They're not going to get anybody down there. And it's a myriad of things. It is New Orleans. It is the organization has a track record. There is Anthony Davis's health. There is, like I said, in the organization itself, there is the way that they went out. The way that they went out 2 years. They got swept the year before, then they go and sweep, and then ultimately fail in the second round. So look at it. Just look at it from the outside, look it in. A person that feels for Anthony Davis will be like, yo, somebody should join him. An NBA player will feel for him and say, maybe I should join him. That particular season went on. And after the first 20 games or so, there was no roster changes. This is before media day. He had this conversation with Rachel Nichols about, I want roster changes. Now, let's just go with that sentence right there. I want roster changes. Let's do Anthony Davis. Boom. He's in a vacuum. He's gone. Let's go back. Let's go back to Charles Barkley. Let's go back to Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley said, I don't have anything around me, so I'm out. Carmelo said, I don't have anything around me, so I'm out. I think the demanding of particular teams when you went with Carmelo's small list, Rob Parker, shout outs to Rob Parker, he is right. That puts pressure on everyone. That puts pressure on the teams on the small list. It puts pressure on their players on that team because they know that they could be potentially a part of that trade. And then it puts pressure on, in that situation, Carmelo or Charles Barkley. It puts pressure on them to then perform at a great level to show that you deserve to be traded. And then if you are ultimately traded, then you are then forced to live up to the hype then, because you've been traded to a new team, you have to perform at a high level then. Now let's step into the superstar. Let's step into a superstar's shoes. If Scottie Pippen, during the season that Michael Jordan wasn't there, screamed and said, hey, I need another co-star. I need some help. If I don't get that help, I'm going to jump ship. You've already lost Michael Jordan. Now you're going to lose Scottie Pippen as well. What is the organization to do? They are to keep their franchise players happy. Not saying that New Orleans didn't do that or they weren't willing to do that, but I think that Dale Demps being the GM, a lot of personal, I drafted Anthony Davis type of reminiscent feelings, you know what I'm saying, overcame that situation where he wasn't able to part ways with Anthony Davis. What I'm trying to get at is Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, even Scottie Pippen in that situation, Luau Cinder, that later becomes Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all of these players that are superstar players, they demanded, if they demanded a trade, I'm sure that they would get something handled. I'm sure that something would happen. Something would have to happen in order to make this player happy. Now, when I saw that he asked and Rachel Nichols sat there and smiled, she's like, you know, and as an interviewer, as a media person, I'm sure that you laugh at some things that are said in interviews by whoever you're interviewing. or whoever you're co-hosting with, or whoever you're across from at the moment. I'm pretty sure there are moments that you laugh and chuckle to yourself about. I'm pretty sure that Rachel Nichols is laughing to herself like, New Orleans is going to get another star here. Yeah, right. New Orleans is going to get some help here. No, you're going to be stuck with a point guard turned small forward in Antoine Morris. You're going to be stuck with Drew Holiday needing someone that can help him bring the ball down the court. You're going to be stuck with a huge, enormous contract from Solomon Hill. You're going to be stuck with still paying Omar Ashik's contract off. You're still stuck with all of this, all of these different transactions. You're stuck with who you're stuck with. And Anthony Davis was stuck in a rabbit hole, stuck down a wormhole. He's just stuck. And so he made a decision to leave. He made a decision to say, you aren't doing what I asked you to do. We're not coming to terms. I can't do this anymore. So what we'll do is right here, Hall of Fame Press Badge, we're going to talk about the contracts for a second. Take a step back. I understand a contract, they need validity and, you know, whatever. Who wants to be stuck in a contract that they don't like if they don't have to be in that contract? When I say you don't have to be in that contract, I mean that if you go to a new city, there's only one cable provider. You are on a contract with this cable provider. If you want cable, there is no other cable provider. If you want cable, you're going to have to deal with what you deal with, because you want cable. That's the only place you're going to get it from. Or if you're going to open your mind and expand and go to the internet and do things like that. But no, you're an old school person. I just want the TV. I want cable. That's all you have. Then that's all you have to deal with. And that contract right there, it's something that you have to deal with. But if you have a contract like, hey, I'm on T-Mobile and I'm on it for 2 years and I just can't get enough service. They're not making me happy. What you can do is go, hey, they have Sprint out there. They have Verizon out there. They have different companies out there that you could just say, hey, I can shred this contract up. Let me go over there. Now I'm personally happy. Now I'm happy. Now I can smile. Anthony Davis wanted to smile. He saw he was on Sprint. He was on dial-up. And he's like, what's that 4G stuff everybody been talking about? What's that LTE stuff over there in Lakerland? You know what I'm saying? They got Verizon out there. What's that about? What's that all about? I want to check that out. Because I'm tired of dial-up around me. I'm tired of dial-up. And that's what Anthony Davis said at the beginning of the season. Said, get me some help. Get me some more service. Get me some more help. And he gave him time. He gave him 6 years after his rookie year. He gave him, you know, because after the rookie year, they're like, okay, well, this is our franchise. This is who we're going to build around. Once those words are uttered to you somewhere, from your front office or analysts, talk heads, anybody, once that conversation is had, you need to bring that conversation to your owner's head and say, hey, look, you know what I'm saying, these guys that are ambassadors for your team, you go and say, hey, I want better. I deserve better. I'm a franchise player now, right? I'm who you guys are building around, right? Well, you guys are going to have to build around me a little bit better. Just a little bit better. And they did not do so. Let's go to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's feelings on it are late. His comments are stern. His comments are... He's a player's coach. He's a player's player. He used to play basketball, but he was not the level of basketball player that is, you know what I'm saying, Anthony Davis. Let's do it like this. If Draymond Green wanted a trade from that team, I'm sure that they would oblige him. Why? Because Steve Kerr has these emotional feelings. He would feel away, but he would do that. Why? For two reasons. One, because he doesn't want to see Draymond angry. He'd want to see him happy. And two, if you didn't hear number one, and that didn't come very, very, very clear to you, that didn't become very, very clear, and that light bulb didn't switch on in your head, then go back to number one. Steve Kerr, if Steph just said, hey, I'm tired of the owner, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and my wife is involved, and, you know, I got kids and this and that, you know what I'm saying, so all of this stuff is involved, I'm sure that Steve Kerr would have to oblige this superstar in his franchise in whatever he wanted, whether it be upgrades, downgrades, whatever it is. They would oblige him. Same thing goes for Russell Westbrook, where they're, hey, we're out of town. When I say we're out of town, we practice when I say we want to practice. This is just some of the things that come along with being the franchise person and this and that. So you can say all that you want to from the outside looking in, just talking about chirps around and different people talking and stuff. You can say what you want to say about whatever. About the situation, about any situation that goes on in the NBA, but you can't really go into someone's mind. You can't deal with the personal that somebody's dealing with. Anthony Davis doesn't have a wife and kids and all of that stuff to bring along, but he has his own mind. He's his own person. He's his own feelings. He's his own human being, and he is saying, hey, I've been there 7 years. I didn't get any help. I asked for help internally. Then they said I was the franchise player who they're dealing with and who's they're going to build around. Then with that, I go again internally to the owners and say, hey, I need some help. Then I go publicly and say, hey, you know, I need some help. And they still don't get you any help. Then you have to force your hand. Now, look, Adam Silver, he has not made a statement in any of this yet. I mean, he has, but he hasn't. The fact that old contracts need to be and this and that, and he demanded a trade. It's not the first, and it definitely won't be the last. Contracts are meant to be broken, rules are meant to be broken and bent. Shout outs to James Harden, but every blue moon, someone demands a trade. Someone's like, yo, I got to get out of here. I just can't. For whatever personal reasons. Shout out to Derek Fisher and, you know what I'm saying, the reasons why he had to go to Utah. Things happen. You have to do what you have to do. And personally, I don't think that we should tell a person to shut up and dribble and just play for my hometown and just deal with the stress. I'm sorry, I'm a Bulls fan, and I am not inclined to say, oh, superstar, please jump on my friend. No. They need help from top to bottom. They need help. I don't want anybody jumping over there right now. I want to see what happens next year. We got Jim Boylan again. Got him as a coach again. I'm not too thrilled with that. Pick Kobe White. I'm personally not too thrilled with that. But what can I do about it? I'm just a person. I'm just, you know, whatever. It's what it is. You can call me whatever you want to call me, but I am the demigod. I am L. Scott Fitzgerald, and that is what I will respond to. So, I don't think that this should be such a deal. Now, Steve Kerr has made his point. He's made his comments known. He's made his feelings known. Same thing as Anthony Davis made his feelings known that he wanted out. Contracts are contracts, but I don't think that we should be, because these are human beings. These are actual human beings. If you're unhappy with something, unhappy somewhere, unhappy in something, you should be able to do something. Why? Because you're a human being in the United States with free will, with free freedom, free will, free range to make your own decisions. And that is what Anthony Davis did. And I don't understand the backlash. I don't understand the kicky Wallace down and stuff like that. Hey, he wanted a trade. Now look, if you want to do the super team type of, you know, I don't want that to happen anymore. For Steve Kerr to say that, it would be the same thing as if Adam Silver just said he wanted to be like David Stern and say, hey, I'm going to veto some stuff. Veto some trades, and you got the option to say, no, you can't go to that team or whatever. Even in some, you know what I'm saying, he can wrap some circles, run through some hula hoops and make some things happen if he wanted to. But guess what? Adam Silver is chilling. Because I think deep down he knows that, hey, it doesn't make any sense to keep a person unhappy. It makes no sense. And that's why the players are happy right now. That's why the players are saying that this is a players' league and load management and all of this stuff that's out there now. It's about the players. It's not about the game as much as it was anymore. The NBA is now a business. Understand that everything is a business now. Everything is seen as competition. Everything is seen as something that there's a way to make money doing it. Yes. There are those like Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns and guys on that level where they just, hey, seem like they're in it for the check. They're in it for the business endeavors. They're in it to be in movies. And it is what it is. Some of these guys... Shout outs to who I listen to. I'm not even going to put their names out there like that. But shout outs who I listen to the, you know, the other content that I listen to. Someone said, hey, some of you guys that go out there and put up 30, put the ball in the hole, dunk, slam, put it between their legs and all of that. They're weirdos in real life. They're strange people. They do things different. Shout outs to Kyrie Irving. Shout outs to KD. Shout outs to any other strange people, because you're different. If you're not the same as everybody else falling in line in uniform, then you cause chaos like Anthony Davis. You don't. What are you doing with one eyebrow? What are you doing? That's crazy. Get like everybody else. Have two eyebrows. Stay there and wallow in misery. Shout outs to KG. He said, hey, I want better. He conflictedly said, hey, I'm going to take a chance to go ahead of Boston. Same thing with Anthony Davis right now. I'm going to take a chance to go to the Lakers. And then with the open conversation of, hey, I might go to Chicago. Honestly, it might happen. Honestly, it might happen. You know why? Because TWTNIH. And it's going a direction. It's going that way. Where NBA players come into the NBA. A high school, college player comes to the NBA. They're playing for a team that they're drafted. They get a hat that night on draft night for a team that they never play for. They go into these classes to learn how to be an NBA player. Do the NBA cares? They go and play. They play for years. And what's happening is that they're fans of teams. They go, all my life I've been a fan of the Lakers. All my life I've been a fan of LA. All my life I've been living in LA. Well, all my life I've been living in Texas and stuff. So they're doing is taking their talents home. What they're doing is saying, hey, I want to make my dreams come true. My dream was to get into the NBA. Now it's time to follow some of my own dreams now that I'm here in the NBA. I want to be a podcaster. I want to be a rapper. I want to do this. I want to do that. And people are doing it. People are doing things off the court, real estate, all kinds of stuff. Shout outs to KD with the boardroom. Shout outs to LeBron with the TV and movies. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to Space Jam too. But things are happening, and you have to understand that the NBA is not just basketball anymore. It's more popularity than it's ever been. It's more accessible than it's ever been. And it's never been more about the money than it's ever been. It's never been more about the business side of it than it's ever been. Because people don't want to say, I'm in the NBA and I played for a team for 20 years. And I squandered my money, and now I'm all ruined out here now. You know what I'm saying? There are these NBA players that are out here that are struggling, bankrupt, and all of this stuff. They aren't trying to do that anymore. They're learning from those mistakes, and they're saying, hey, this is a business, this is lucrative, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to change my life. And you can't knock these human beings, these personal people with their own personal feelings, with their own wives and lives and families and stuff. Can't knock it. Shout outs to Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. They were introduced as Clippers. And Paul George went up there and said, hey, I am happy because I'm in LA. And my daughter and my kids and stuff, you know, they're right here with their cousins. They can grow up, go to high school, and I'm with my family and stuff like that. That's what I did it for. That's what I want to do. I was drafted to the freaking Pacers, and that's where I played basketball. That's where I played. Now it's about me. Now I made some money. Now I made some business decisions. Now it's about me. I dreamed of playing in LA, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm changing the NBA on my own accord. Right. And who can stop me? A contract, a fan, a person that says, no, you're leaving my team. No, it's my team. I've invested money. I've invested my hard-earned money. No, you're forced to stay here. No, they're not forced to do anything. It's personal. They're a person. They're a human being. Steve Kerr, Anthony Davis is a human being. He has decisions to make. What if Steve Kerr gets injured? I mean, he got injured. What if they said, we're not putting you back on the bench. You're going to have to go to an assistant. Oh, we're going to fire you. You never know, man. The NBA could do anything they want to do if they want to do it. And the players are fighting back with that because they can waive you. They can cut you. They can do all of this stuff. Shout out to Steven Jackson. They can do all of this stuff to you, and you can't do nothing back. You'll just end up with a 15-year career with the same team, and they end up broke because you didn't follow the business. You didn't do anything personally for yourself. You didn't think for yourself. You just worried about your franchise, worried about the fans, worried about what they wanted. Sucks. It really does, man. Are you drunk? Are you drunk out there, man? If you don't fuck with Hall of Fame, then you must be drunk. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. That is a Just a Fitz reaction, somewhat pardon my interruption, but a little bit of a TWT and IH in there. Hope that you guys continue to rock with me, man. Look, if you made it this far, I hope that you made it this far, really, because there's going to be a second season. This is the second season to the Hall of Fame Press Badge Show. I am in the midst of moving as well, so once I make my move, you know what I'm saying, because I'm moving out of state, once I finally make my move, I think I'll come back with season 2. So I appreciate everyone sticking around for the pilot series for the Hall of Fame Press Badge Show, but it is what it is. I'll be back with more content, man, so hopefully you guys stick around. Don't you go nowhere. Appreciate you guys. Get that footwork in, man. Appreciate you guys sticking around for the motivation at the end. It's Fitz, man. Close the door behind you on your way about the shop. If you flee the scene and shake the spot, you know who it is. Hall of Fame Press Badge Show. We gone.
Explain what is there.